Hello there, my audio boo friends. It is the last day of January, January 31st, 2013. Tomorrow is the start of February, and winter has made its full return here in Montreal. We've had a few days now, about three, where the temperature went up to 8 degrees. But now we're sort of going back into the deep freeze. It's currently about minus four or five. But with the wind, it feels much colder than that. And boy, is there wind. There's been reports of downed electricity poles and power outages across the city. A lot of winter driveway covers, colloquially known as tempos here in Quebec, because Tempo is a company that manufactures these things. They're basically they're car shelters that people put up between December and March to shield their cars for those people that don't have garages. Yours truly does have a garage, but I hardly ever put my car in it during the winter months. I probably should, perhaps, but I don't. And but I don't have a Tempo either, or this car shelter thing. But many, many of those have blown off and have gone on their merry way down streets. And right now I'm passing a construction site, and they're, the wrap that they wrap around the building while they're working is just shredded, big holes. So it's quite something. Very, very violent wind. And I've had a really long day. I'm really glad I had my iPod with me today to keep me company and listen to some music. And I was having problems with I use portable Firefox at work on my USB key to sort of keep tabs on my email, and I've got a few add-ins there to keep tabs on Twitter and stuff like that, and Evernote. I've got an Evernote add-in to Firefox, and what else? I've got a couple of other things. Oh yeah, and Remember the Milk. So I've got that coming up on my, just to the right of my Gmail stuff. So I sort of get to keep an eye on my to-do list as I work and things come up, and either at work or if I think about something that I have to do. So the only thing I wanted to talk about this particular audio boo is I bought myself a drum trigger, a Roland PDX-8 drum trigger for my eventual upgrade of some of the triggers on my DD65. Now, a DD65 is made by Yamaha. It's a little electronic drum kit. It's all one piece. It's got, let me just count here. One, I don't have it in front of me. I'm just trying to go by memory. Let's see. It's got the snare, the hi-hat, the three toms. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... I think it's got about six or seven triggers. And unfortunately, there's two triggers that are really difficult to play, and they're probably the ones that I would play the most. And that being the snare and the hi-hat. And if the ride isn't too bad, although that one too, eventually I'd like to upgrade. But for now, what I'm going to do is I bought myself a hi-hat stand, a real working hi-hat stand, and I'm going to put a Roland CY-5 trigger sitting on that hi-hat stand right where the hi-hat stand would normally be on a real drum. Then I'm going to, and I bought the PDX-8, which now requires me to buy either some kind of adapter that I'll put on the current snare drum stand on which my DD65 sits. My DD65 has three slots on the bottom made specifically to mate to an existing snare drum stand. So that's what I've done. I've put that thing on a snare drum stand, and now either I'm going to A, buy an additional snare drum stand to place the PDX-8 trigger, which is a snare trigger, in it, and place it in front of the unit, closer to me, closer to my body, so I have it sort of right there, like I would in a real drum, and then continue using the other triggers on the DD65 for the toms and the ride for now. So that's my idea. So right now I've got the PDX-8, which I bought, the hi-hat stand, but I don't have a hi-hat trigger, nor do I have a snare drum stand for the PDX-8. So I don't ask me why I did it in this particular order. I just found the items on eBay at a good price, so I decided to buy them. Yeah, because I've been kind of drumming and stuff, and I've done a few samples and posted them on, one I think I posted on SoundCloud, another one I posted on Audioboo. But it misfires. I mean, I'm not the greatest drummer in the world, and I understand that, and I realize that. But when you go and hit a trigger, and the trigger either mistriggers, so it doesn't trigger at all, or it double triggers, or some such thing, it's just not conducive. I tried very diligently to hit the snare trigger on my DD65, because it seemed, depending on how hard I hit it, it has two distinct sounds. And no matter, you know, how I try to be consistent with it, sometimes it triggers one sound, sometimes it triggers another. Sometimes it triggers the what would be the harder sound when I hit it softly. It's really odd. And I blame the trigger itself. I think there's an inconsistency in the material and where the piezo transducer, which is inside these things, is placed within the pad, that it's not triggering properly. So I'm hoping that buying a sort of an upgraded snare trigger from Roland, it's a mesh trigger, so it's a mesh drum. So A, it's going to make less noise than my current pad, which is a very small pad. This snare drum is much bigger and will hopefully allow me to do one-handed rolls, because there's a nice bounce to it. And if the DD65's brain inside, the actual computer that makes the sounds, can keep up with the Roland PDX-8, I should be able to get a decent sound out of it. Eventually, my long-term goal, maybe in a year or two, is to get a complete Roland mesh drum, e-drum kit in front of me with a real Roland drum brain. I think it's the TD-6 or the TD-8, I'm not sure. I don't know if you can hear my wheel spinning, but it's sheer ice I'm driving on. This is incredible. We've had a bit of a flash freeze, right, with the temperature dropping very, very quickly, and it is incredibly slippery. Anyway, I'm going to stop here with this Audioboo and concentrate on driving. Thankfully, I'm just going down a very small back road right now, and taking it very easy, and I'm not scared about myself. I mean, worst case, you know, I'll ditch the car, but I'm really worried about other drivers who seem to be completely oblivious to the fact that they're driving on what is basically ice cubes. This is nuts. So there goes one slipping right now. Oh, he almost hit another car. Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to put this away, and I hope you all had a great day. Catch you later, and thanks for listening.